Instagram stories for Monday, April 27th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to get into Instagram's new app called Instance. It's not available in the United States yet, and it's sort of like a combination of Snapchat and Be Real, very similar to the Threads app, which was designed around close friends way back when. The head of Instagram will weigh in on what Instance is and how you can disable it if you're not interested in getting involved with that. We'll also talk about what the head of Instagram shared on his weekly Ask Me Anything, what metrics creators should be looking at and which are misleading metrics, how to download a PDF of analytics to send to brands with your pitch, and how many trials you can post on Instagram at any time. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Instagram news. Instagram has launched a new app called Instance. That's instant with an S, and they've launched it in Italy and Spain, but it's not live anywhere else. The app lets users share disappearing photos with their friends. These photos last 24 hours and cannot be viewed more than once. The app's slogan is, quote, "real life, real quick," end quote. A Meta spokesperson commented saying that the app is intended to, quote, "give people low-pressure ways to connect with friends," end quote. Users can take photos or short videos with the app's camera and add text, but cannot edit the content further. They can then share that content with a limited audience, specifically mutual followers and close friends. The Instagram spokesperson added, quote, "We're exploring multiple versions of Instance to see what people like and will listen to our community," end quote. All right, let's give this a little bit of context. Instagram used to have a standalone private messaging app for interacting with your close friends, which was called Threads. It was not a very popular app. It was released in 2019 as a camera-first messaging app, much like Snapchat, and was meant to be a way to keep up with only the people you designated as close friends on Instagram. However, the Instagram team deprecated that app at the end of 2021, and then released the text-based conversation app, also called Threads, in 2023. To give a little bit more information, here's the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri.
So, relatedly, we want to create less pressurized ways for people to share on Instagram. And the idea behind Instance is that it's just less pressure. It doesn't, yes, it expires, but the more important thing is it's literally, there's no opportunity to even edit it. You tap it and it goes. You can undo it if you made a mistake, but it's not set up so that you can tweak it, add a filter, make it look just right. It's about just sharing raw moments as they happen over the course of the day. Now, you don't need the Instance app if you are in a country that has Instance to use Instance. They're actually in a little pile in the bottom right-hand corner of your DMs. But if you want to be able to get to that camera really quickly and capture something in the moment, the app is an option. It's been doing really well in testing around the world, particularly in Latin America. We've been iterating on the experience. People either are really into it and they use it a lot, or they're not into it at all, and that's okay. We want to make sure it gets out of the way for if you're not interested in it, but it's right there if you are.
Let's stay on the topic of Instance for one more minute. Someone asked, can I disable Instance? I don't like receiving them.
You can actually. You can swipe away the little pile of Instance in your DMs, and you can go into your settings and turn off notifications for Instance as well if they're not something you're into.
All right, enough about Instance. Let's move on to some other topics. The first one, what metrics mislead creators the most, and what should we focus on instead? This is a really good question. Here's Adam's answer.
This is going to be controversial, but I would say follower counts, which are less important than both reach and views. And before you say, just show all my followers everything I post, know that I wish I could. But there's a number of reasons why that doesn't work. One is that a lot of people who follow you might not even use Instagram anymore or this or today. And another is if we get rid of ranking entirely, we know that the amount of time people spend on Instagram and the amount of things people see on Instagram declines precipitously, which means that the overall pie is smaller and the average reach for all creators goes down and down and down over time, which is why we rank content, which is why we have recommendations, and which is why we try to provide other ways for creators to reach audiences through things like broadcast channels. So coming full circle, that means in this world of
ranking and recommendations, views and reach are more important and more indicative of your influence and, quite frankly, how interested people are in your content than follower counts.
That's an excellent answer, and I agree. It is very easy to be impressed by someone who has a large follower count, but they could have bought those followers. That's why it's much better to look at views and reach. Now, having said that, they could have bought views too, so don't be fooled by so many metrics. After Adam gave that answer, he went off on a little bit of a tangent explaining how the algorithm works and what signals it's looking at to see how well the content is performing. Here's Adam's explanation.
This actually brings up something I want to make sure people understand, which is one of the most important things for how many people see your content based on how well it does in ranking is the engagement rates. So for every 100 people who see it, how many like it? If 5 out of 100 people who see it like it, that's a pretty good engagement rate. If less than 1 out of every 100 people who see it like it, that suggests it might be less interesting on average. Same thing for comments, shares, etc. So what we do when we're trying to rank content is get a sense for what people are interested in, and one way we do that is look at those rates. So if of the first 500, 50 of them like it, that's insane. We're going to be much more likely to think that that's interesting for the next 100 people. And if none do, then less likely.
All right, let's do a couple of questions about translations. The first, do translations help with reach? It is better to have your content in multiple languages that people can view. So if they do come across your content, even if they don't speak the same language as you, they still can enjoy it. Here's Adam's answer.
Yes, they do. They allow you to reach people who don't necessarily speak the language you speak, but speak a language that the video is translated into. They help already with reach, and they're going to help more and more over time as we, one, increase the number of languages we support, and two, get better at ranking these translated reels.
Okay, let's do one more question related to translations. Any update for translations to work if there are multiple speakers coming soon? This is a really good question and not something I had thought about before. What if you're doing an interview and there are two or more people in the video answering questions or talking? All of that conversation should be translated. Here's Adam's answer.
No updates yet, but just to flag this for those of you who don't know, translations are a great way to reach more people with reels across language barriers, but we don't yet properly support reels that have multiple speakers because it gets difficult for us to figure out who's saying what and then match each of those voices. That's something that we're working on and hoping that we can add over time, but no announcements just yet.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about songs in reels and whether or not that helps, thoughts on turning off likes, and how many trial reels you can post at a time. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram and the next one. When will you allow creators to download a PDF of their analytics to share with pitches? This is a great question, and actually, this is possible today. Here's Adam's answer.
So you can actually download a PDF or an export of your insights if you want to be able to share it with a potential partner or an advertiser by going to Edits and then going to the Insights tab, and then in the top right, there's a Share button. Check it out.
The Edits app is incredibly underrated. Next question. Is there a limit to how many trials I can post at a time? Here's Adam's answer.
Not that I know of, I should double check that, but in general, we want people to feel comfortable sharing as much as they'd like to share. Now, not looking for you to create an infinite amount of content and just try to spam the system, so please don't do that. But don't worry about sharing trials too frequently, or honestly, even sharing reels too frequently, if you've got a lot of things that you want to get out there.
Adam's answer really seems like quantity over quality there, which is not something I necessarily endorse. All right, let's go on to the next question. Thoughts on turning off likes? I'm going to explain what this question means because there are two possible routes. First, you can turn off seeing how many likes others have gotten on their posts. If you have ever felt envious of the performance of someone else's posts, you might benefit from turning that feature off. You can also turn off the like counts on your own posts, so others cannot see how many likes your posts have gotten. Here's Adam's answer to the question, thoughts on turning off likes.
It's a personal choice. We found that when we turned off like counts by default, that the majority of people turn them back on. But if you don't like being bothered by seeing how many likes people have or don't have, then turn them off. That's great. And if you're asking about turning off likes on your post or turning off like counts on one of your posts, that's also cool too. Again, we don't want Instagram to be a pressurized experience. We know it can be for a lot of people, so we want to make sure we provide tools for people to make it more of what they want it to be.
Okay, that's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. If you benefited from this content, please go on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. The link to do that is in the show notes. As always, thank you for listening, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the same. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.